The fault.
We believe that all men are created equal.
The magnificent mosaic that is America.
From radio beacon to radio beacon.
I have a dream today.
Change has come to America.
Believe me.
Knock, knock. Who's there?
Hey! It's a segment of your imagination.
Randy Rhoads Show. Turn up your mind.
Oh, for God's sake.
I can't even believe that we're having this conversation. 5 years ago, the concept of even talking about this, even 3 years ago, of cutting off aid to Israel because of two people that hate Israel and hate Jewish people.
What?
I can't believe we're even having this conversation. Where has the Democratic Party gone? Where have they gone where they're defending these two people over the state of Israel? And I think any Jewish people that vote for a Democrat, I think it shows either a total lack of knowledge or great disloyalty.
Oh, for God's sake.
I'm going to try and stay very calm today as I discuss how the President of the United States has just placed a target on the backs of Jewish people. Yes, it's a difficult thing to have this moment. We had it yesterday. I was just livid. I was beside myself. But he doubled down today. All right. So this is never going to end. The President of the United States today was he was unusually unhinged. Okay. He's always bizarre. He's always racist. He's always spiteful. He's always got the stench of white supremacy coming out of his mouth. But today was a particularly disgusting day, even by his standards. And every single person who covered this ridiculously off the hook, aimless, wandering, meandering, thoughtless, disgraceful diatribe by the president on the White House lawn today is saying he is all over the place. He makes no sense. I mean, it's like finally everybody except for Fox News understands that the emperor has no clothes. He is a stark, raving white supremacist, and he's burrowing in so deep with these people that nary a person in this country is safe. Obviously, African Americans have never been safe from violence and hatred and being followed around stores. I've been saying this for a really long time. We're all African American. We're all black now. Hispanic people are particularly hated by him. And instead of addressing the invasion that is in his head by dealing with three little countries. Oh, yeah, this man, he actually said this today. He's the chosen one. He said that. It came out of his mouth. He looked up to the heavens and said he's the chosen one today because he believes God has anointed him, a God he doesn't even believe in, has anointed him to take on China all by himself. You know, I got news for you. There is no reason why Americans have to take it in the shorts for this lunatic. That's what TPP, while it wasn't perfect and it wasn't completed and it's not done, TPP, just so you know, was all of the Asian countries joining together to exclude China to teach them a lesson about stealing. That's what that was. But all of a sudden he comes along and anything Obama ever said, anything Obama ever did, anything Obama ever stood for, including democracy and the rule of law, he has to go completely 180 from. This is a very sick, twisted motivation. And, you know, for a really long time, people, you know, have been operating under the guise of he's trying to make America white again. No, that's not really what he cares about. What Donald Trump cares about is Donald Trump. That's it. And everybody and anybody that disagrees with him or governed well or wants to govern well or thoughtfully or with the rule of law in mind or with care and consideration for children, they are to be targeted as objects in his way. This is literally about tearing this country limb from limb. This is about making this country attack itself. And the only place in the world that would root for something like this is Russia. This is how Russia wants to tear apart its biggest adversary. Donald Trump is doing everything he can to destroy farmers. Farmers, really? Farmers. Donald Trump is doing everything he can to destroy this economy, to destroy working people, to destroy health care for people, to destroy NATO, to destroy alliances that have served us well for 70 plus years, including with Israel. What you don't understand in all this, maybe you do, is that Benjamin Netanyahu is also a white nationalist. He is a lunatic, fringy, right-wing nationalist. He also doesn't believe in democracy. He also finds governing a bit too messy. You know, and the relationship between the United States and Israel that's been bipartisan for 71 years, single-handedly, Netanyahu is destroying it. Destroying it, and I worry about that. And everybody in this world who cares about democracies should worry about that. That is what's being done here. And in order to do it, Donald Trump does it so cavalierly that he literally put a target on every Jewish back in this country. Every single one of us is now to be questioned about whether or not we're loyal. We're loyal. This is sick.
Joining me now is Congressman Ted Deutch. He's a Democrat who serves on the Foreign Affairs Committee and the Judiciary Committee. Sir, thank you for joining us.
Thanks for having me, Brianna.
I want to begin with something the president said. I mean, this was just incendiary, what he said in the Oval Office today. He said, quote, "I think any Jewish people that vote for a Democrat, I think it shows either a total lack of knowledge or great disloyalty," end quote. What's your reaction?
It's outrageous. It's offensive. And it's dangerous.
Hello.
I don't know who the president is talking about. Is he suggesting we're being disloyal to him? Is he suggesting that he knows what it means to be loyal to my religion?
Huh.
The president needs to stop dividing people. He needs to stop doing this, using this kind of rhetoric. Brianna, I went to the House floor in March and I tried to explain to my colleagues what it means, what it has meant throughout the history of the Jewish people when charges of dual loyalty are leveled against Jews. Now, to find myself having to explain to the president of the United States what it means when someone suggests that the Jews are being disloyal and what that has meant to the Jewish community throughout history, it creates an environment that puts Jews at risk. The president should know that. It is outrageous. I condemn it. And frankly, everyone who cares about our democracy ought to condemn the president's words today as well.
Okay, so that was my neighboring congressman, Ted Deutch. He's actually been on this show. He's obviously an observant Jew, okay? And he's trying to tell you how dangerous all of this is. Now, the Hispanic people in this country, they've known. African-Americans, black people in this country, they've known. With all the anti-Semitism in this country now and people with arsenals and the rise of white supremacist groups, Jews know. When will the Trump pansies understand that this man is leading us into a race war? It's not even a civil war. South's going to do it again kind of thing. This is a race war. For real. For real.